Alice in Wonderland was published 150 years ago by Lewis Carroll. To mark the anniversary, a new edition of the original manuscript has just been published. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports it features illustrations by a Philadelphia artist.
Now this is the painting when Alice...
Charles Santori has been working out of this studio above a pizza shop in Rittenhouse Square for 52 years. This is where he illustrated The Wizard of Oz, Peter Rabbit, Snow White, and for 2 years now he has been rereading Alice in Wonderland with a sketch pad.
I just keep reading the text and I sit here and do little doodles, kind of. It's like putting your hands on a Ouija board, reading the text over and over, and certain images will jump out at you. The tea party is a must. The Cheshire Cat really is a must. It's kind of simple with Alice, really.
Lewis Carroll originally wrote the story of Alice in longhand with his own pen and ink sketches, and he called it Alice's Adventures Underground. He gave it to Alice Little as a gift. She was the 13-year-old daughter of a friend and the story's inspiration. And then he set about expanding that original story into what we know now as Alice in Wonderland. He added the Mad Hatter and the Tea Party, for starters, and he got cartoonist James Tenniel to illustrate. But Carroll never liked Tenniel's depiction of Alice. He thought she looked stunted and a little strange.
I used what he had already established, which was the little yellow dress with the blue sash, because I didn't see any reason to change that. What I needed to change was the little girl, not so much what she was wearing. She looks more like a real little girl now than she did in the original.
Santori's work has been collected by the Brandywine Museum, the Free Library, and the Museum of Modern Art in New York. He wanted to do Alice for the same reasons he was drawn to The Wizard of Oz many years ago. Both featured little girls forced to overcome a bizarre array of characters.
And she does it in a very classy way. They never get the best of her. Sometimes they get close. And so that kind of spunk is what drives me.
The book that was just published is Lewis Carroll's first draft manuscript with Santori's preliminary drawings. Once he finishes the 42 paintings, they will be published with the full version of the book. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.